In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have often wondered about the disciples and those first followers of Jesus, the people who gathered around him to hear him preach, to tell parables, and to perform miracles, the Gentiles, the Romans, the tax collectors, and the sinners. I have often wondered about those people and if they saw their conversations with Jesus as prayers, because they most certainly were prayers. That is one of the things prayer is, a conversation we have with God. It is that dialogue we have with the divine. These conversations can take many different forms. They can be private and they can be public. They can be individual or they can be corporate. Those people who sought out Jesus and spoke with him, did they see their talking with him as prayer? Sometimes I think that they did not. How could they? They did not fully realize yet just who Jesus was and what he meant to the world. Other times, like we find in today's gospel readings, I think that yes, indeed, they knew that they were praying to God in their talking with Jesus. The apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." This is a prayer I know I have prayed often and will continue to pray. Increase our faith. Increase my faith. Give us an abundance of faith, Lord. Increase my faith in all that you do in the world. One of the greatest gifts that this parish has is Deacon Harrison. Among the many things he does for us all every week is leading the adult education classes. I'm going to take a moment and plug those classes. If you've never been, they are held in the parlor from 9:30 to 10:15, and they are worth your while to check out. Harrison and a dedicated group of parishioners regularly meet to talk about their faith and what it means to be a Christian. Currently, they are working their way through the New Testament, which is no small task. For the last 2 weeks, they have been making their way through the letters of the Hebrews. In that section of the Bible, you will find a fair amount said about faith. Faith in things unseen. Faith in those things that underpin the world. It was while talking about these passages of Scripture that I told the group that I have never liked the term blind faith. To my ear, that term implies that to have faith is to believe in something that cannot be seen, to believe in something that cannot be grasped or known. It implies a certain amount of trust that is needed for faith, that even though I cannot see the thing, I will still believe in the thing. I dislike that term, because so much of what I have known about faith, about what it means to be a Christian, comes from things that I can clearly see, comes from things I can grasp and know. What I've experienced about faith is not blind. It is not blind to the work of God in the world, because that work is present and visible all around us. In my short time here with you at Epiphany as your rector, I have seen the work of God. I have grasped it and known it. I have seen the people of this parish donate their time and their treasure every week so that those who need it can feed their families. I have seen this parish open its doors to let those who do not have a home spend the night so they can have the security of a roof over their head. I have seen the people of this parish at a moment's notice often give generously when the call is put out to help those in need. Whether it be the time donated or money donated, the people of this parish continually do the work of God in the world. I do not need blind faith to believe in that work. I can see it with my own two eyes. Every week, I witness this community come together in praise and thankfulness to worship Jesus Christ, coming to these beautiful grounds and this beautiful building that are maintained by countless hours of work and generous donations. I have heard with my own ears voices lifted together in song to sing out the wonder of the God Most High. I have heard voices united in the saying of the Psalms, declaring the mighty power of God. I have witnessed people of every age and gender and race and economic class walk together to this altar, kneel together in front of this altar, taking the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that holy sacrament, a sacrifice made for us, made for the world, so that we could have new life. This is faith that I can see and touch and taste and know. Increase our faith, Lord God. Increase our faith to see all that you do in us and through us. If you ever want to see the charity of God, just look to the generosity this parish shows to its members and its neighbors. All the time and talent and treasure you give in the name of Christian charity. Increase our faith, Lord God. Increase our faith so that we can be worthy vessels of your word and sacraments. If you ever want to see the love of God in the world, just look to this parish gathered every Sunday for worship. Listen to the united voices. See the knees bent together. Grasp the body of Jesus, God's gift to the world. Know what it means to walk out these doors with the charge, with the mission to make the love of God known to all people. Increase our faith, Lord God, for you are among us, and you have given us great work to do. Increase our faith so that what we have seen, what we have known, can be made visible, made real to all people. Amen.